Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Let's talk, Chris Gibson, a little bit about the farm bill and the water bill. These are bills which are desperately needed in this country. Farmers want them. We're having water problems all over the country. And yet there doesn't seem to be the ability to bring them together. I don't understand that because, hey, you're a Republican. A lot of farmers are Republicans.
Well, I do think we're going to get this done. And I think it's going to be, when I say done, I mean enacted. And I think January, there's a good chance we'll get both of them in January. And if not in January, certainly in the first 60 days of 2014. We have passed in the House and the Senate versions of both bills. We are in conference. And I'm monitoring the progress and influencing it to the degree that I can, the conference report. And I would tell you that it looks good. And I'm hearing this from leaders on both sides of the aisle, Democratic and Republican leaders who are involved in these conferences, that we are close to getting these bills to the president's desk. And, you know, for our communities in upstate New York, I just would like to elaborate for just a couple minutes here on how important these are. You certainly made that point. I'll put a finer point on it. And that is with regard to agricultural policy. Our office listened. We engaged with farmers, conservation advocates, broadband advocates, those fighting Lyme disease. We took their ideas. We worked with legislative council, and we got them in the farm bill. We've got over two dozen initiatives from our office that come from our constituents that are in the farm bill.
So you're talking about Chris Gibson got all of these into the farm bill.
Well, we did because, of course, politically, one would initially try to give me the credit, but really the credit goes to our farmers and to our conservation
nevertheless,
advocates.
You fought hard and you were able to do that. Not everybody can.
Well, Ned Sullivan from Scenic Hudson, for example, sitting with him and Andy Bicking and Peter Padden, who runs the Land Conservancy in Columbia County, Becky Thornton in Dutchess County, leaders in Rensselaer and Washington County, and I'm getting to know the conservation advocates in Ulster County and in Otsego County. But I would tell you that these leaders made a difference. And, you know, when folks read the Farm Bill, they're going to see a strong package with regard to conservation, and the credit goes to our leaders here. We are blessed. We have some of the strongest leaders in conservation here in upstate New York, and they made an impact on the farm bill. The same for fruits and vegetables. We have a leader in the Young Farmers Coalition. Her name is Lindsay Shute, and this is a national organization, and you know they educated, helped me to a large degree, and we brought forward, along with another veteran, Tim Walls, a retired sergeant major from Minnesota, Democrat. We co-authored the Beginning Farmer Rancher Opportunity Act of 2013. We've got the preponderance of that bill in the underlying farm bill, which we're monitoring closely to ensure that, to the max extent, it survives conference. But, you know, the key there, I use the word access, because what the bill does, it helps with access for our beginning farmers.
I want to ask you a question. I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's always been explained to me, perhaps it was you who explained it, that this is not so much a Republican-Democratic issue as it was agribusiness versus small farmers. Is that true?
I do think that that's, in the main, the large competition, if you will, for the farm bill. And I think we did pretty well here in upstate New York and in the Northeast. We worked together. Our initiatives will work very closely with Senator Gillibrand's office. And I think that that was important because we need to show not only a bipartisan, but a bicameral approach.
But what is that small farmer versus agribusiness?
It has to do with crop insurance. Uh-huh. It has to do with dairy policy. It has to do with organic, supporting organic farming. For example, a crop insurance, you know, the way it currently reads, this really favors those farmers who grow one crop, and they do so over thousands and thousands of acres.
Sure.
But if you're a specialty crop farmer, like our farmers largely are, I mean, you may actually rotate two or three different crops on the same soil over the course of a year.
Which you're supposed to do, aren't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's good for the conservation of the land and the nutrients there. And so, but the problem is the crop insurance program wasn't written so that our farmers would want to buy it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Sean Patrick Maloney, who represents also the Hudson Valley, the district just below mine, we worked together on language and we've made an impact on this. This is going to help the crop insurance program. The same goes for specialty crop research. We know there's a direct correlation between the research that's done in the yield of these crops. And not for nothing, but the Cornell Cooperative Extension often wins these competitions. So we were able to plus up the account for specialty crop research. That's going to help us. You know, for the first time in 50 years, this last census, we actually increased the number of farmers in upstate New York. And this farm bill is going to help facilitate and expand that growth.
Okay, but I got to stop you because I only got about 4 minutes more. Chris Gibson, I want to talk to you now about the water bill. Explain what's going on there.
So the key thing here is, you know, you think about the impacts of Hurricanes Irene, Lee, and Sandy. We went out, we fought for those appropriations bills. They were important for us to get relief so that we could recover and rebuild. And in large measure, we are on their way. I mean, we got a decent amount of money in those bills that helped us. In fact, we impacted the language. Our office and others in upstate New York impacted the Sandy bill, the Sandy relief bill, to ensure that monies that were part of that $60 billion could be used in our communities here in upstate New York. And now you're seeing that flow through the New York Rising in our communities. However, a challenge we've had is our interacting with the Army Corps of Engineers and the dam safety, which is critical to this as well. So in this bill, in this water bill, we reform the Army Corps of Engineers. We streamline the process so that we can have more synchronicity between the state level and then the federal level that's impacting us, recovering from Irene, Lee, and Sandy. And as we look towards the changing weather patterns that we're being impacted by and the fact that we had 3 500-year floods in the last 6 years, this water bill was necessary. These reforms to the Army Corps are going to help us not just recover, but actually mitigate potential hazards due to changing weather
patterns. So you say reform. What do you mean by reform?
Well, one of the problems is we have lists of Army Corps of Engineers that are 20 years old, 20 plus years old. So we have a vetting process and a timeline to make the Army Corps come through and to work with our local officials so that we can get a more expeditious completion of these projects that are helping complement the recovery projects that are underway all throughout upstate New York. The other piece of this was dam safety. You know, this is an issue for us. Often you'll see in the news about roads and bridges. And, you know, we know we have 7,000 bridges that need work in upstate New York, but we have over 1,000 bridges, or correction, 1,000 dams that need work here in upstate New York as well. So this water bill helps reform that process, get resources up against a very important issue for us in the 19th District, and actually, and also in Sean's district too, because the initial bill for this actually came from Sean Patrick Maloney, and I was a co-sponsor with him. But I mean, these are important pieces that made it into the water bill. So when you
another good example, isn't it, about how you're getting along with some of your Democratic colleagues, people like Peter Welch?
Well, absolutely. You know, the work that our office has been doing with Peter Welch's office and with Sean Patrick Maloney, and I think the point here is service. You know, when you take a look at the districts in the lower Hudson River Valley, along with our district, the 19th, and you look at Peter's district, which is really the state of Vermont, you'll see that a lot of our issues are the same.
But when the Republicans are in control, they need you. If it were the other way around, you would need them in order to make hay with the leadership.
From a political perspective, you're right about that. And what I've always argued, if you put your service first, then the politics will take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. So whether it be this dam safety that we've worked together with Sean Patrick Maloney, or the storm relief I worked with Peter Welch, or agricultural issues that we work with Kirsten Gillibrand's office. The important piece of this is that we put our constituents first. And we know that if we work agriculture, we work tourism, that we work education reform, and if we help with infrastructure because our contractors and building trades are a major piece of the economy as well. If we can bring forward these bills along with pro-growth policies of tax reform and regulatory relief and reform, driving down energy costs and healthcare costs, getting fair trading agreements to put us on a level playing field and having access to capital, we're going to grow. And I'm actually optimistic. I'm optimistic in 2014. You look at the last GDP survey in our country, the gross domestic product, and you see growth. And I do believe that if we can come together, this farm bill, which is so critical, which we started the segment with, and the water bill, these are going to be good for us. They're going to be good bills for upstate New York, good bills for rural America. And I'm optimistic that our best days are still in front of us.
Chris Gibson, it's so wonderful for you to come into the studio and spend time with us. We really appreciate it. Always good to see you.
Thank you, Al. God bless.